Good morning, Metroplex. We have made it to a Friday. Glad you're with us here on DFW Sports Station. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys Insider, Bobby Belt. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back. We are live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Thank you for turning it on and leaving it on. We have another loaded show for you today. We got our final Nelly ticket giveaway in the 7 o'clock Expressway. RJ's five things he wants to see for the Rams preseason opener tomorrow night at 8. We got Worst Take at 9. Nick Eatman from Oxnard, California at 9:20. I guess we'll start with myself. I incorrectly intro'd Bobby as the Cowboys insider. I guess I'm the Cowboys
you
insider.
You are?
As yesterday, I reported that Micah Parsons and Jerry Jones met Wednesday night for 4 hours plus. It's a long time. Mm-hmm. Dave Hellman with his little jokes saying, hey, Micah, let's go ahead and just watch Landman. Let's binge watch something.
It was a funny joke, I thought.
Yeah, funny joke. So Brian brought us Jane Slater. Jane immediately hit me up and was like, three people are telling me that this is wrong. Then brought us at 4:50 this morning, woke me up and said, three people are telling me that this is wrong. So just for balance purposes, Jane brought us. Bobby was told something last night that doesn't necessarily corroborate. This is the same source that gave me the Schottenheimer story. So I'm going to go with that.
It's Jerry, man. If Jerry told you that, you got to run with it.
Jerry did not tell me that, but I think some people within the Cowboys are emphatically denying it. We shall see what happens. My initial reaction was, and of course, Jerry and Micah were not at practice yesterday, which set off everyone's alarm bells. Michael in the office scrambling, oh my God, it's happening, it's happening. I guess the official word is Micah is working on his back somewhere. Nobody knows where Jerry was, but
I wish the back would get better.
Maybe Jerry was massaging the back.
Yeah.
That's what that was. But then I saw Steven with Trayvon Diggs on the sideline laughing and hugging. And I said, oh, there's good feels in Oxnard. Maybe we have gotten over a hump. I wasn't told anything else about the supposed meeting. My initial reaction was, this is good. This is positive. But then the thought crept into my mind, is Micah Parsons reiterating his demand for a trade after Bobby told us yesterday they're not playing around. They're serious about this. That could be the case. All I was told was they met for a very, very long time and David Mulligetta was not physically present. I understand why the internet and Twitter said, oh, you worded that awkwardly. I get it. I don't know. The reason I worded it like that, because I don't know whether David Mulligetta was on a speakerphone. I don't know whether David Mulligetta was on a Zoom call. I don't know. All I could say was he wasn't physically there because I was told he had not flown in at that particular time. So that's where we stand. I am sitting there in line waiting for my son's open house on the phone with Bobby.
Ooh, was this your first open house?
No. He had an open house for his daycare.
Okay.
But this one took forever.
Oh,
I was arguing with Amanda. Again, you know my rule. My daughter's not allowed out in public after what she did on the airplane. She has to stay inside in the cage that we had. It's a very nice cage, though, and we had it built for her. Avatraz, I'm calling it.
There you go.
Avatraz Island. And she goes, no, you know, it's only going to be 15 minutes. Oh, my God, what a night. Ran into two Tolos.
Oh, that's nice.
Whose kids are also going into kindergarten. So that was very nice. Looking forward to some bro time for the next 12 years. But I'm calling Bobby on the phone. Get this confirmed with someone. Reach out to Mulligetta. Bobby's in the hospital. So yeah. I get back. I'm waiting to check in. Did Mulligetta answer back? Anyone else from the Cowboys? Should I contact Tad? All these things playing out. I said, screw it. I'm sending it. Micah and Jerry meeting for hours on Wednesday. That's my story, and I'm sticking
all right
to it.
The only thing that sounds fishy is 4 hours. There's nothing that you could talk about for 4 hours.
Right.
There's not a single subject that you could talk about with a person that isn't your spouse for 4 hours.
Ooh.
Now, I know but we do a four-hour show every day here, so don't let that get in the way of these kind of facts. But individually, one-on-one, In a non, you cannot talk for 4 hours.
I don't know. If you turned on a camera and just sat Micah in a room alone and Jerry in a room alone, I think they both could talk for 4 hours.
They could, but like Micah's got podcasts he's got to get in. I mean, there's no way he has the time for this.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool if they were just doing like the sit-down recorded
podcast?
Imagine they
were doing the podcast.
Like, hey, we're going to tape this thing and then we're going to drop
Jerry's
it.
Jerry's my guest this week.
What do you make of it, Bob? You're not going to hurt my feelings. It will just mean that I was more right if it gets actually confirmed tomorrow when Christy Scales talks to Jerry before kickoff or today. I was like, please don't let the Cowboys have practice today. Please don't let the Cowboys have practice because someone is going to ask Jerry or Steven about it. Do you believe it?
It's possible. Somebody did tell me last night that they don't think that happened. The problem is there's been so much that's gone on throughout the course of, 8 months now? Of interactions and meetings and discussions and different things like that and lack of them that both sides have given us wildly different perspectives on in terms of what actually happened, that it's pretty consistently like, I don't know that there's ever going to be a discussion point until there's a contract signed where we go, oh, they both are saying the same thing. They're both saying the same thing happened or this happened. So that's the only thing that gives me pause. If they didn't meet and they were both gone from practice, I don't know why Jerry was gone. Mike, okay, they're saying, yeah, he's working on the back or whatever. Jerry's generally
not missing
practice.
What do you believe more, that Mike and Jerry talk for 4 hours or that Micah's working on the back? A legitimate back.
4 hours. Micah's not, I mean, he needs whatever done. Officially on the record, he's got a bad back. Just like Jerry said, I hope the back gets better.
I was trying to think of a reason that the Cowboys would all deny, and I can't remember whether someone said it on this show or one of you guys in passing, that Jerry would no longer be allowed to sit down and talk with Micah about contract because the official request was put in for the agent to be involved. Does that play in here? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that's why.
Like they would absolutely have to reject it and refute it because they're not allowed to sit down and talk anything contract related.
Yeah, so it's basically like
Miligetta was on the Zoom.
It's like right. It's basically like, well, and even still, I don't think they would. If that was the case, I don't know that he would want Micah there physically, though. I think he'd just be like, "We'll talk." The thing, yeah, it's basically like asking for your attorney. Like we mentioned this yesterday, when you're being detained and you say, "Can I talk to a lawyer?" Like, interrogation's over, you got to leave. But like they get their lawyer. It's sort of the same thing. As soon as he goes, "You need to talk to my agent," you got to stop talking about contract. You can't do it anymore. You got to go through his agent. That's when it becomes a violation of the CBA.
Again.
But yeah, I mean, if they talked even for, forget 4 hours, if they talked for 5 minutes, I'd be encouraged. Because right now, it doesn't seem like they're talking at all. And right now, it seems like there's a lot of hurt feelings, or that's been the case for the last several weeks. And so if they're on a point where they can interact with each other in at any level, then I think that that's only improvement, or that's only a positive sign.
Got some Tolos joking on the fan text. Aren't we 11 days away from Netflix? That's a decent point. I could see this.
Oh, yeah.
The scene with Micah walking into the office, and we all see how it finally plays out and gets ironed out. Again, I'm giving that like a 3% possibility.
Three? Three out of five.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I don't know if all the episodes are done in post-production. Right. If they are done, obviously that's not. But if they're not done, then that would be the likeliest candidate.
I think that's massively in play. How many episodes is it?
Eight, nine, ten, something like that.
But they're all dropping at once, right?
I think it's just like here you can go binge it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that would. Well, we're cutting close to add things.
Well, how does South Park do it? Week of?
Yeah, South Park's very unique. But they do week of stuff. So they'll cover stuff that was in the news in the last 10 days.
All right. And I don't know how Hard Knocks does it. Like how
they do week to week. Because they add the preseason games in each one.
Yeah.
But how they do it, how they are able to execute it.
Well, that's a fast turnaround.
Oh, that is a very fast turnaround. Right? Yeah,
so
I don't know.
Maybe they could add it. So what do I expect? I expect full denial. And then I expect Jerry or Steven to say, who? What? No, that did not happen when Christy Scales has one of them before kickoff yesterday. But that is what I was working on last night. So that is where we stand. Jerry and Micah meeting until I have to go ahead and delete the tweet.
Do you? No. No. Keep it. Never delete.
Never delete.
Never delete. Do you like your kid's school teacher?
I think she was the last class down this long hallway. So I'm seeing all the other teachers out and these young, cheery. I could tell, oh my God, it'd be sunshine and lollipops. I felt she was a little bit stern compared to them, a little bit older, a little bit more stern, serious. But then I was saying, is that a good thing? Is that a good thing for Ollie and the rest of the kids? You know, crack the whip, keep them in line. But yeah, good first impression so far. But we shall see. Live on the FanCam Twitch and YouTube, we also have Michael Silver. Bobby was playing mind games with himself yesterday when Jerry and Micah were not at practice. Take us through it.
Yeah, I hate the existence that is covering this right now, because it is like the fact that it's just something so simple now gets you all like worked up and like, oh my gosh, I got to start calling people. I got to start figuring things out. Let me send a text. Let me find out what this is. And it's like, they're not at practice. That's unusual for sure. But now it's like, all right, let me ask around. All right, it's nothing is what I'm hearing. Okay, maybe though. I mean, who knows? At first, that's all I heard was nothing. I didn't hear any response. I wasn't told it was nothing. I just heard nothing. And then I started thinking to myself, all right, well, nothing doesn't mean something, but nothing isn't nothing. And so I guess nothing is something. And so if it's something, then maybe it's something big. And as I'm trying to talk myself through all these stupid thoughts that are going on in my brain, somebody replied back and said, status quo. So I was like, okay, I guess that means status quo. They're not doing anything. And then I got another one a few minutes later that said, nope, still the same. And so both of them being gone from practice is ultimately nothing, but it was the first time that it popped into my head where I was like, is there any bit of dramatic flair to this one?
Right. And like, why else would Micah miss? Let's just assume, and I'm going to go off Jerry's sarcasm the other day, that he's not getting his back work done. Let's just assume this is a hold-in injury. Wink, wink. Terry McLaurin. Maybe this is a sign to the negative where he's like, I'm not showing up at practice anymore. That's giving them too much. Why all of a sudden yesterday was Micah not there? The only thing I can think of is he's either talking with Jerry. They talked and don't want to answer if anything got out. I'm putting that last in the list of possibilities. Or him and Mulligetta decided, let's start being a bad soldier. Let's ramp this up.
Yeah, if I would assume my first thought is as to why he's out. Obviously, like you said, they're going to say it's the back issue, even if it's not specifically the back issue, because he was apparently on the field for walkthrough on last night, so which was not open in the media, but apparently when they were doing walkthrough in jerseys and everything like that, he was out there for that. So the fact that he wasn't out there earlier, I wonder, did he just not want to be around media that day for whatever reason? Is there something where maybe there is some sort of treatment he was getting done, back or otherwise? He was just getting treatment done, trying to get things worked on, and said, you know what? I don't have to be out there for this. I'll go ahead and go stop by and do this and pick this spot. The one, I don't know why Jerry wasn't there. I can't remember many times Jerry misses Oxnard practices. He's always up in that tower.
Meanwhile, Choppy yesterday was living the life of a Cowboy fan, and throughout the league, people were getting injured and dropping like flies.
Yeah, they were, even last night's games. But so yesterday, obviously you had the reports that, you know, Jaden Blue, right, got hurt walking off the field. That you had, obviously, the Jerry and Micah, where were they for 20 minutes to 30 minutes, the entire practice, where they meet up. This was the typical, if you were to describe.
Ferguson.
If you were to describe life as a Cowboy fan, that was yesterday at about like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Because you had your entire whirlwind of emotions happening at that one time.
Ferguson lower back, Jaden Blue lower body, Shepley lower body, Steele with an eye, return to the field. Update us.
They've got to start. I know
they
said
serious.
No, it doesn't sound like it. So Ferguson's back issue is not considered super serious.
He missed a play or two.
Blue, same sort of thing. I think they're just being extra cautious right now with a lot of these. You've got to start looking. I know they've said bad luck. You got to start looking at something's not right. There's so many of these injuries stacking up that either something's off with the practice intensity, there's something off with that field surface, there's something off with the conditioning they had this summer. Something is not right in the equation that's causing them to have a rash of injuries out there in Oxnard like they haven't had in years.
A Texas school is joining the big boys. Which one is it? RJ has it in the college football kegger next for the 6 a.m. club on Sean and RJ.